Hi, babies. Welcome back to another episode of Probably Late to Something. I was mid-talking to the camera just because sometimes I include like footage on the YouTube videos that I don't include on the podcast, which is why I'm not doing my like, thank you so much for being here. I love you so much. I do. But I'm going to get back to what I was saying on the camera. I just saw 999 and I am a sucker for angel numbers. I'm sorry if you don't believe in angel numbers. I am just that girl. Like I am literally just that girl. So I am that girl, but so are you, baby. But ever since I came back from LA, which by the way, I don't even know if I'm going to go there. But when I was in LA, I saw all the angel numbers that I always wonder why I don't see. Like I saw 999-888-777-666. And I know that a lot of people are scared of 666, but I did see some 666. And I was like, is that a good sign or a bad sign? By the way, the crystal of the day, because in the Monday motivation, or I guess mirror talk, because you guys voted for mirror talk instead of Monday motivation. I had my angel agate out and now I have my bumblebee jasper. This is for, focusing on your work, all the things that you put effort into. That's why I'm going to put it right under the camera. All the things you put effort into are going to come to fruition. Is that fruition? Fruition? I don't know. Keep fucking going. Keep buzzing like the little cute bee that you are, and you're going to see results coming from all of your hard work. That's one of the things that everyone says that is successful in life. You keep going until you fucking make it, right? I'd rather fall a billion times than never try. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right. I want to get some deep breaths in here. Ready? In through the nose. And we're going to just wiggle a little bit out through the mouth. Gotta really just get in the wrists, you know, the elbows, your shoulder blades, like raise your shoulders up to your ear and then let them down. Like, yes, like let's just get in tune with our body. Let's give ourselves a little hug. I always love hugging myself. I think that was another one of the TikToks. By the way, my TikTok account is gone. Can you believe that? I mean, yeah, I guess I honestly, like when it got deleted, I was just like, all right, like, okay. I'm just at a point in my life where I fully trust in myself to get me where I need to be. And I fully trust in God, the universe, my angels. I just trust. And I hope you guys are trusting too. You know, I know I've been talking to a few of you back and forth on like Instagram. And surprisingly, my OnlyFans, like some of you guys are all my OnlyFans and I'm like, I send out some raunchy shit. So like, just beware, like if you go on my OnlyFans, I'm definitely there to like send you videos and talk to you. But I do say some nasty, nasty, nasty stuff because these men, they're just so, their brains aren't, they're not, you understand exactly what I'm saying. You know, it's very easy. Like, I don't know, I'd just be having fun. I'd be like licking Cheeto dust off my fingers and just sexting these men like crazy. Anywho, that's not what we're talking about here. But let's go ahead and get into it. So basically, this entire episode came randomly. Like not randomly, but I had a whole different outline for today's episode. And when I was in the gym this morning, I was listening to Matthew McConaughey's Green Light. Okay. His Green Light audiobook. My mom listened to it in like an actual, or didn't listen to it. She read it like the book. But the audiobook is so much fucking better. Like the audiobook is so much better. Being able to hear like his stories, and like where he actually came from and like how he was raised and things that he went through. Oh, I'm talking really fast. Hold on. Oh man. I feel like I think when I was moving my shoulders, I feel like I really like just tensed up and kept talking instead of breathing. So let me just, yeah, all right. Yeah, my like Jasper thing just has my brain like rolling. Oh, I also have my Dalmatian stone. I have one around my neck. I have an actual stone and then I have a tiny little version of it. Like I love my African stones. It's about like love and laughter and like being a social bee and just like having all the fun, joyous moments in life. So yeah, I'm going to also put these under the camera, so it just really feels like we're having a good old time. We're having a good old time. Okay, so again, the Green Light book, I was listening to it and it's amazing just to hear him actually speak. And like the way he I guess his man, I guess they're not mannerisms because you can't see, but the way he speaks is so entertaining. Also, I think his voice is like one of the sexiest things I've ever heard in my life. So let's go ahead and get into it, because we're also going to talk about self-esteem, self-love. That's a big pillar of like me in my entire channel. Oh, did I ever finish talking about that? Yeah, I trust in my angels. I hope you're trusting in your angels too. You're exactly where you need to be. You're being guided, divinely guided. And I know all of those things that can happen in everyday life or every week can seem so big, like so big, like, oh my God, my life is over. Oh my God, my life is ruined. Oh my God, I can't believe I worked so hard and no one noticed this. I can't believe I put so much effort and no one heard this. Like, I can't believe I'm trying so hard and it might not be seen, or everything that you do might not be appreciated to the extent that you want. I appreciate you. I hope you're appreciating yourself too. You will get to where you need to be always and forever, right? Okay. Now, this episode is called Man Enough to Be You, okay? Well, I guess Man Enough to Be Me, Man Enough to Be You. I love it. I hope that doesn't offend anybody. I know we're going through a time where everyone is like, you know, thinking about pronouns and stuff. I'm just going to be myself. Obviously, you're never meaning to offend somebody. I'm going to actually speak on the pronoun thing, because this is truly how I feel about the situation. I believe that everyone should be respected. I don't think you should go out and blatantly try to like scream at someone. Like, if there is a trans woman and she is clearly presenting herself as a woman, I don't think there's a reason to like scream at her face and be like, no, your name's Toby. Like, I don't think that's getting anyone anywhere. I think that's just being mean and like evil, kind of. Or not kind of, like, I think you're just a total fucking piece of shit, actually. I think you're an asshole if you do that. Like, who cares? Like, if someone wants to be called fucking Tyrex or T-Rex, I mean, then let them do that. Like, literally let them do that. It's, like, none of your business, right? Like, it's really none of your business. But I do find it interesting that a lot of people are saying, like, oh, I'm not being respected. Like, my pronouns aren't being respected. My gender identity isn't being respected. I find it a little silly, just because, like, do you know how many people aren't respected in the world? Like, a lot of trans women are saying that they're not being respected. Women aren't respected. That's where I'm like so confused. I'm like, it's one thing to be who you are and be free, whatever. Do it. Slay. I don't care. Be happy. I want to be happy too. But it's another thing to demand respect, because you're never going to get respect out of people. You're never going to get respected by all people. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's just, to me, it's so crazy, because how are you expected, or you're expecting to be respected by men when men don't even respect women, like in general? Like, you're joining that group. Join the fucking club then, sis. Like, join the club. Like, it's tough out here. Trust that. I know it's also tough for a lot of trans in different aspects. We all struggle differently, you know what I mean? But I just thought that was really interesting to me. I'm like, you're joining the group of women that get disrespected every single day, like, in the world. You feel me? Like, huh? You feel me? Like, huh? Like, come on now. Let's lower the bar, I guess, is what I'm saying. Like, you're going to be surprised about how uneasy this this life is. But obviously, you know, like, I know y'all go through a lot too. Well, not y'all, but whoever's listening to this, if you are trans and whatever, like, love you, bye. Okay, so man enough to be me, right? So the first thing that he said that I really liked, or I guess this isn't the first thing, I'm kind of like jumbling it all together, because I have some from this, I have some from my book that I like. But one of the questions he said to ask yourself when you're figuring out who you are is who you are not. I love this. And I'm not quite sure, I don't remember if last episode I talked on morals and what you value in life. This is what we're also coming down to, right? Because when you're figuring out who you are, you have to figure out who you are not. So I know through like a lot of our toxic relationships and our toxic exes, we sit there and we're like, why did this happen to me? Like, what? Like, you can like move on from it, but you're like, at the end of the day, this is fucking shitty. Like, fuck them. Like, what the fuck? Why did this happen? Like, why did I put love out there and it just like, I got shit on? I believe that every failed relationship you have, and I've had many, by the way, I sat down. I don't even think I want to say this. I sat down and I asked a group of people, like, how many people they had dated. No, I'm not going to say it. I know you're thinking like, say it. This doesn't leave here, okay? But so I asked a group of people like how many people they dated, right? And everyone was like 1, 2, 3. I have dated so many people and I haven't, but see, my thing is, yes, I've never made it to a year and I haven't made it to a year yet. I was engaged. I know, hoo hoo ha ha ha. But I've never made it to a year. So I don't know if my relationships are actually considered relationships. Like I think I've had 18 relationships where someone has asked me to be their girlfriend or boyfriend. This is since, you know, freshman year of high school though. So I don't know if that also like makes it not count, but like, I just never make it past 3 months. Like I tell people, like, if you make it past 3 months with me, this might sound toxic, but I say, if you make it past 3 months with me, like you've done a really good job, because like, I don't like getting past that 3 month mark. Like once it hits 3 months, I'm like, wait, like whatever is in me just self-destructs. And I just start pulling people away, picking people apart, picking myself apart. That's just, you know, at least I'm self-aware. Okay. It's not about fixing everything in one moment. It's about the long-term goal, you know, like it's not about the destination. It's about the drive. You feel me? Anyways, so that brought me to somewhere completely different, but like, yeah, all those failed stories and all those things that you did and all those times that you failed or something didn't work out, those are all there to teach you what you like and what you do not like. Like all those men that I dated and women that I dated, I know exactly what I do not want in a person. Like I know exactly what the fuck I will never put up with. Like I know questions to ask off rip that if the answers are not what I'm like looking for, I can leave. I can dip out and not be like hurt in the end, like not be surprised. You know, so I think that coming down to figuring out what we truly want in life and who we are. And now I'm going to switch over. Hold on. I have my 101 essays that will change the way you think, because we're going through them. Like I said in Monday's episode, like we are reading together. So if you don't like to read, just come to my podcast, because I'm going to read out the pivotal parts of the book that you need to hear that will make you laugh, smile, or feel good. We're going to read together. This is like a book club. I should have named the podcast Book Club. Sexy Bitch Book Club. Sexy Bitch Book Club. Sexy Bitch Book Club. SBBC. Spook. Never mind. Let's just get back to the book. Okay. What the heck? Is it even in this one? I think it's actually totally not in this one. I think I'm in the wrong book. Yeah, okay, here it is. Okay. Right? Like you can't, when you're trying to figure out who you are, you need to know who you are not. So in the book, it says trying to make sense of your life and what's actually holding you back. One of the pivotal parts is finding the genesis of your innermost beliefs to make sure they are really yours. I'm going to elaborate that more when we get to this part of the book. Again, this is 101 essays, so it will change the way you think, but I like that. Find the genesis of all of your innermost beliefs and thoughts and make sure they're really yours. Cause a lot of the time we are just a product of our environment. You know what I mean? Like everything we go through is just what we have been trained to go through. Everything that we think is what we're trained to think. That's why, like, when you deal with narcissistic parents, that's next episode. Be fucking ready, because I'm coming with fire, okay? I'm coming with flames, okay? I have a very long experience with narcissists. I was reading that book and there was a part in the book where I was like, am I a narcissist? Like, if I am, like, I called all of my friends and everything. Like, I was like, if I am, like, it's better to know now than to, like, know later. But I think that narcissists don't really ask themselves if they're narcissists. Like, one time I sat down with my grandpa when a whole bunch of things were falling apart in my life, and I was like, am I a bad person? Like, how do I know if I'm a bad person? And my grandpa said, if you were a bad person, you wouldn't be worried about if you were a bad person. But there was a part of like the narcissist where I was like, huh? Because it was about like being, there was a part that says, we'll talk about it next episode, but there was a part that says this person either feels like God or a worm. And that's the part that resonated with me. I was like, I am a worm. And then sometimes I'm like, I'm the fucking sexiest thing that's ever walked the face of the earth. Like, why don't people understand that? I'm nearly perfect. But see, I guess I'm not a narcissist because I said nearly and not perfect, you know? And I also, there's a small part of myself that hates myself a lot. So I bash myself sometimes, you know, on like those bad days. Like I really do. Like I just really, really, really like do not stand up for myself. I think we all go through times like that. Like I was talking about on Monday, I was like the slippery slope of death or whatever. Like when your brain just goes down that tunnel of just like absolute chaos. So I feel like that is not something that a narcissist would do either. But again, we'll talk about that in the next episode. But yeah, I think that you're a product of your environment. When you come from families where you have narcissistic parents or parents who just don't prioritize you, they victimize themselves in every situation, especially the situations that they create for them from themselves, you know? I think you can, you download that into your brain. And then when you're an adult and you start to reflect and you start to work on your shadow self, shout out to that book, Shadow Workbook. When you start to do that, you are able to undo all of that, you know, undo the way that your brain was taught to think and your thought process. So yeah, when you're learning who you are, you have to learn who you do not want to be. And I think all of that goes into your morals and how you really, your foundation, right? Your foundation. I like this other thing he said. He said, style, this one makes me excited. Okay. He said, style is knowing who you are, what you want to say, and not giving a damn. Isn't that awesome? This was, by the way, in the end of part two of Greenlight. He said, style is knowing who you are, what you want to say, and then not giving a damn. I love that. I love that. I am such a like self-doubter sometimes. I'm trying to get better at it. I really am. I think part of my TikTok being deleted and that like platform that like was so good for me, yet also so traumatizing for me, like the self-doubt that was created by something that I put so much love into, like being that being torn away from me, kind of honestly is relieving. Like I'm like, okay, now, like on my little TikTok I have now, I get like 400 views. I'm like, yay, queen. Like I can just truly be myself and I can post things without having like the fear that like so many people are going to hate it or so many people are going to say stuff. And I don't know. I think things just work out in mysterious ways. By the way, my new TikTok is probably late to something. I very rarely even post. I started it like 2 days ago, but yeah, you can find me there, babies, because Malia Hope is gone as of right now. I did do like a little submitted request, like repeal, because I got banned for pornography and nudity. And yes, so but okay. If you were here for one of my lives where I accidentally flashed the camera, right? That was not part of it. Like one of my friends, someone that I met actually at a spa one day for my birthday that literally lives in a different state. She knows people that work at TikTok. So she was able to talk to someone and try to get my thing like repealed again. So they're looking into it now, but it was not because of that live, which I thought I was like, well, that makes sense. Like nudity, right? Cause I like flash, but that was so long ago that it wasn't that. I've just had a lot of hackers and trolls reporting my account. That's what she said it was. She was like, there's no sign of nudity. I don't even post in my bikini. You guys, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm going on a rant with that, but style is about knowing who you are, what the fuck you want to say, and not giving a damn. Like, stop giving so many fucks. That's what I think. Style is knowing who you are, what you want to say, and not giving a damn. Like, stand firm in that. Stand firm in that. So many times you walk into a room, like I said, walk into a room, and we're so worried about what other people think. Don't give a fuck. And trust me, I know that's a lot easier said than done. I still walk into a room sometime and I'm like, la, 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 la. But no, I want to be bold. I want to be big. Back in January, almost a year ago, we're coming up on it. I said women are taking up space in 2023. And I took up some damn space. I know that. I was living in motherfuckers' heads rent free for a little bit. I still am to this day. Come on now. But stand firm in that. Like you're a strong ass fucking person. And I'm proud of you. So be proud of yourself too. Know what you want to say and just fucking say it. And the way that he speaks in his book is so amazing because at one point he was in Australia, right? It was like that overseas thing that you can do when you're in school. So he was like, it was his senior year and he decided to go overseas to Australia. And he was staying with this, like, I don't want to say foster family, like, I don't know, temporary family. Like, you know what I'm talking about. He was staying with them and they were really weird, I guess. They were really crazy. And he like had difficult times dealing with them because their ideology was so much different than his. And honestly, they were like a pain in his ass. Like they weren't necessarily trying to make his stay the best. So they were weird people. But so like time and time again, he like put himself like after and wanted to respect these people. So time and time again, they would say these like crazy things and he would be like, well, I don't feel the same way. And they'd be like, well, you have to. So time and time again, he was struggling. And then eventually it like boiled all up when the person said something like super annoying and super fucked up. Again, you're just going to have to listen to the audiobook because it's so funny because like he kept saying all the things that he was putting up with. And I was like, I could never fucking do that. Like I would snap so quickly. And then at the end, he literally was like, fuck you. I don't give a fuck. Move the fuck out of my way. And I was just like, yes, I was in the gym and I like put down my weight and I was like clapping. Like people were probably looking at me and I'm sitting there clapping because I was so fucking happy that he finally got to like blow that switch. So he was like, you know, those months were some of the toughest months, some of the loneliest months, but he's like, I needed them. And then at the end, he still got to stand up for himself. You know, standing up for yourself is so important. We're going to talk about that when I get back to that book. It's a pillar of self-esteem, but it's about sticking up for yourself in a way where you're not defensive, right? Because sticking up for yourself in a way that's defensive comes from fear. Sticking up for yourself in a respectful manner comes from genuinely like self-esteem and respecting yourself. I'm really bad at that because when someone pisses me off, I'm like, fuck you, bitch. Like, who the fuck do you think you are? Especially when someone comes for my friend. Like, I'll be less mad if you come for me, but if you come for one of my friends, I will dog walk your ass. I can't even believe I just said that. PTSD from the time that my ex Molly, one of her friends, I don't know what was going on. I'm pretty sure that girl like lied and told people I was like physically. This is why. Never fucking mind. I'm not even gonna get into that because it's too. I'm not even gonna get into that because that's like ridiculous and stupid and silly. I'll talk about it maybe if you guys remind me on like this week's shitter chat. But yeah, they were like, we're gonna dog walk your ass. And I was like, what? Like, literally, what? Like, you're gonna dog walk me? Like, what does that even, like, why would you say something like that? Like, you're creeping me out. Like, you're kind of weird. I'm gonna dog walk you. Like, I don't even know how to take that as like a dig or a diss or like what? Like, if you want to fight, you can say you want to fight, but like saying you're going to dog walk someone, like that's so weird. I feel like that's like so, I don't know, 70s or something. Like, I don't really know. But yeah, be confident in yourself. Say what the fuck you want to say in good ways that are good for you, right? It's like, oh my God, it's like that Barbie movie where she's sitting there and she's like, you can be nice, but you can't be too nice. You can be thin, but you can't want to be big. You can be big, but you can't want to be thin, like da-da-da-da. All these things that you have to do, it's like finding that balance, but also at the end of the day, slowly not giving too many shits. You know what I mean? Like at the end of the day, just be like, put your feet up and go, oh shit. Like that was that. Let's, you know, tomorrow's a new day. Let's go to that one. Well, yeah, knowing who you are, that's the base that everything comes from. You know who you are, and you know who you are when you become independent enough to believe your own thoughts. This is so cool. I'm obsessed with his book. Like, please, please, please go listen to it. Like, it's really, really cool. I'm gonna repeat that. He said, you know who you are when you become independent enough to believe your own thoughts. This is so crazy because Monday's episode, I was sitting there and I was like, you know, I'm trying to just have faith. You know, you got to have faith in yourself. You have to like believe in yourself. You can't just be always asking people for their opinion. I do that all the time. Like, you have to have your own thoughts. And like, when I heard that when I was younger, it's like, yeah, like I have my own thoughts, like obviously, but do I believe them? Do I put as much faith in my own thoughts as I would someone else telling me something, or like someone else telling me like how I should be, how I should act? Like, do I have enough? Like, can I believe that? I had someone say I was too much, and it like literally like it hurt me so bad, because it was like my biggest fear, my biggest insecurity, like being annoying, being too much, talking too fast. Sorry if I'm talking fast, but like, that's like one of my biggest, like, I don't like that. But my other friend was like, be who you are. Like, why are you, be who you are. If this is who you are, just do it. Do it with your whole heart, your whole chest, right? Put your back into it, right? And I just love that. I really, really do. Like, believe your own thoughts. Believe in yourself. Be independent. That's when you know who you are. And I don't think it happens overnight. It happens over time, step by step by step, doing 1% better each day. You have to have full faith in yourself, you know? And I feel like that's where we're getting every single day, every single week. And I'm just proud of us all for growing and expanding and doing our motherfucking best, you know? He also said, live what you believe, right? Live what you believe. I know this sounds so crazy in today's generation because you were put in that box, right? So I'm not telling you quit your job, sell everything that you own and move to Scotland, unless you want to, because then we can go together. Like, I'm not even fucking with you. I will go. You know, I'm Scottish. That's why my hair is red. Just saying. But I'm pretty sure there's no black people in Scotland. Like, I'm like really, really like pretty sure. Like, I think I saw one video and I was like, wow, I would look insane there. Like, in the middle of all those people, I'd be a giant tatted up and mixed. Like, they'd be like, where the fuck? Or they would think I'm really cool. It's like when like British guys come to America, they think that they're like super, super edgy and super cool, and like all the American girls will sleep with them. I just watched Love Actually. That's why I'm bringing that up. By the way, go watch that. That's a great movie. I literally bawled my eyes out. That's a really good movie. But live what you believe. You know, really live what you believe. Figure out who the fuck you are. Believe in who the fuck you think you are. And then just live that way. Live the way that you want to actually live, because you deserve that. You actually truly deserve that. He also said, live the questions first and then live what you believe. Because he was always very aware, right? So he would listen before he spoke. Another thing I'm trying to learn to do, listen before you speak. Like, Queen doesn't really know much about that. But, you know, we're again, 1% better each day. But I think that you are allowed to go through life and observe. You're allowed to go through life and find your mentors, read your books, look up to people, admire people, take the good out of situations that you've learned and the good out of people that you know. And then you can live your life, you know, then you can choose what to believe and how you want to live. Okay, I also had a funny story. Well, it's not my story, but it's his story. So basically, he was talking about how he was supposed to go to school to be a lawyer. Right? His dad was pretty wild, actually. Did you know his mom and his dad got divorced twice and they remarried 3 times? I think that's honestly, like, I don't know if it's because I'm toxic, but I'm like, that's so cute. They found their way back to each other. They found their way back to each other. Like, how adorable is that? True love. But basically he was told that he was going to be a lawyer. Like, so he went to all these great schools. He was like on honor roll. He was really smart. And one day he decided he wanted to go to acting school. He was just like, I want to do this. I want to do this. And his dad said, well, if you want to do it, you better fucking do it with all of your might. You better put 100% of yourself into it. So he went years without getting like a major role or anything. And this wasn't even a major role that he got in this one. But he like just made his connections. He worked from the bottom. He started off like cleaning the floors of bars and becoming a server and, you know, doing all these little things that I feel like in today's world, we act like you can't do that stuff because on social media, everyone seems so cool, so bougie. Everyone has so much more than you that like the idea of, you know, going out and starting from the bottom is like embarrassing. But every single person started at the bottom. Every single person started at the bottom. And starting at the bottom is what makes your fucking story so awesome when you win. You know, like that's what makes your fucking story awesome when you win is how low you were when you started, you know, that's crazy. Cause like you can hear about like people that have families that are really, really, really wealthy, like still when they put work and effort into something, they should always be given that credit, you know? Like Kylie Jenner, millionaire, millionaire, millionaire. And she was able to like literally use that to become a billionaire. And like she did put effort into like her clothing or her clothing line, her makeup line and things like that. So I'm not knocking people that have had money and start from there. But I love the stories of people that came from fucking zero. I'm like, you fucking slay. You absolutely fucking did it, you know, because it's a lot harder, you know, and I think anyone that that could agree with that. But anyway, so he got his like first little role and he had never been on scene before. He had never really done anything before. It was his first like audition and whatever. He pretty much got it because of like a friend of a friend. But he gets in the car, right? And he's like, fuck, like he's so nervous. So he starts overthinking. He's like, do I know my line? Like, do I know? And he's like, who is this character that I'm supposed to play? And he's like, all right, well, the guy likes partying. The guy likes girls. The guy likes sports. He's like, okay, I got all three of those. And then he looks up at the girl and he's like, wow, this girl's really, really pretty. And he literally says, as they hit roll, he goes, all right, all right, all right. Little did he know that was going to be something that's all over the world. People have tattooed on their body. They're wearing on hats. They're wearing on shirts. Something that people have tried to steal and say, all right, all right, all right. That's what he's been known for. And he started that little saying at a tiny little movie scene that he had gotten at the very bottom in the very beginning of his career, and he thought it was just going to be a hobby. He thought it was just going to be a hobby. All right, all right, all right. When he said that in my ear, I literally like almost teared up. I was like, well, when he whispered in my ear, I almost teared up because I was like, how fucking powerful is that? You know, we're sitting here being like, well, I can't do this. I'm so far away from my goals and my dreams. Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. Start from the fucking bottom. All right. And I'm not going to sing the Drake lyric. No, you're not going to get me to do that. But I can't believe he thought it was going to be a hobby. And now he's exactly where he is, writing books that like make people's minds blow up like mine did. Another thing he said, I was going to try to pull it up on my phone, but I don't know where my phone is. It was a quote. So now I'm not sure if the quote was, okay, I think this is him, but I think he said it in a movie. He said it in a movie. I'm pretty sure. If you know the movie, just let me know. He said, you got to do what Randall Pink Floyd wants you to do, man. I'm going to try to do the voice, but don't make fun of me because I'm going to sound stupid. You got to do what Randall Pink Floyd wants you to do, man. And let me tell you this. The older you do get, the more rules they're going to try to get you to follow. You just got to keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N. Lowercase because life is nobody's proper noun, and no G because life is a verb. Green light. What he says, like when he says, when he fucking says some crazy shit, he like, instead of saying drop mic, he goes green light, like yes, slay. So that is just some of the ones that I've absolutely been obsessed with. Thankfully I still have 3 hours left of this damn audiobook, because I don't even know what I'm gonna do when it's over. I'm gonna be like, what the hell, like what do I do with my life now? Like I'm just gonna replay it. Like his book Greenlight has now become my Pirates of the Caribbean. Johnny, I'm so sorry that I said that. Actually, you know what I've been thinking recently? I'm like, because I was behind the scenes of like seeing someone lie and make you look like the liar. I imagine like Amber was telling the truth. Ooh, like literally imagine. Because like you have to think, Johnny Depp is literally an actor. Like imagine he was lying. We will never know because we weren't there. But I just think that's so crazy. Like imagine she was telling the truth and we were all like, stupid cunt, like hate you, awful woman. All right, now going into I'm gonna move this slightly over to the left. Now we're gonna go into the 6 pillars of self-esteem. Again, 101 essays that will change the way you think, by Brianna Weist. The 6 pillars of self-esteem, why it is not how you feel but what you think you're capable of. Wait, hold on. The 6 pillars of self-esteem, why it is not how you feel, but what you think you're capable of. I'm sorry. You just hang on for dear life, okay? So in the words of Anna Smith, she said, self-esteem is not how much confidence you have in how well people perceive you, but how much confidence you have in whether or not you can manage your own life. This already gives me anxiety and I already feel anxious because that is the thing that I struggle with so much. When I was in couples therapy, we were talking and she was like, it seems like your biggest fear is that you're not capable. And I was like, yeah. Okay, I'll tell you my biggest fears. My biggest fear is that I'm not capable, that I'm a burden to everyone that I love, and that I'm always going to be too much, fuck everything up, and just ruin everything that I touch. Deep, deep, oh, oop, trauma dump. But that's honestly what this entire podcast has been like too. Also growth, but you know, that, and she said that, she was like, you don't think that you're capable. And she's like, but if you look at your life and everything you've accomplished, you're very capable. I just don't believe it. Imposter syndrome, is also, I feel like in there, like a little spicy blend of the two. But yeah, I was like, that's crazy. That's self-esteem. You know, believing that you're capable of managing your own life and that you can do it, that you can have control. And I just, I don't know if you need to hear that. I hope that resonates with you and helps you. Now, then Nathaniel Brandon notes and says that people either take the feel-good approach, the one that's I am beautiful, I am rich, I'm successful. I think that's like the positive affirmations, which are still good. But he says it's merely a substitute for the real thing, or they build self-esteem in a sense of self in a genuine way. He says that the two fundamental elements of self-esteem boils down to self-efficiency, which is a sense of basic confidence in the fact in the face of life's challenges, and self-respect, a sense of being worthy of happiness. Self-esteem is not an emotion which fluctuates from moment to moment, but a continuing disposition to experiences and a sense of efficiency and respect of oneself. Thus, it is something which is built over a long period of time, not just wished into existence. It is reality-based. Think about that. There's like, take that in, you know? It's takes a long time to gain self-esteem. It's not just something that you can jump into in the moment. And then he also says, okay, these are the six pillars. They prove that it is not just a choice to feel confident in yourself, but it is many choices that are made continuously with as much effort as possible. Okay? Yes, here we go. You know I love my numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So one of them was living consciously. To live consciously is not to be controlled by your subconscious or biases or desires, your shadow selves. Be aware of your shadow selves, right? When we're talking about our parents that could have been narcissists or like previous exes that could have like said things to us. And I really do try to step back and listen to my thoughts when they go to like such a dark place. And it genuinely, I don't know, it just seems like someone evil. Like it just seems like someone evil is like in my head sometimes. And like the things that person says can be so awful. And like I just kind of like listen, because like sometimes it's just one of those things you have to just get through. You have to get through, you have to perceive it, you have to feel it, you know? You don't have to let yourself slip. Sometimes it can be hard though. You know, but it's that sense of being able to consciously be aware throughout your life of your inner thoughts and change them. And a lot of the times our shadow selves go back to all of our trauma, the way that we were raised, all those hurtful things that people said to you, and your belief system in yourself, like how you believe in yourself, how you think that you, how much love you actually think that you deserve. And if you're worthy, and if you believe that you're worthy of love. Another one is self-acceptance. That's a huge thing. Like I have so many things that I personally don't like about myself. And I know that you probably do too. We all have things that we don't like about ourselves. And I think it's funny that when I go out into a social setting, I'm like, I'm a really bubbly, loud person. And the minute I leave, I get anxious. I'm like, well, I said too much. Like I overshared everything in my life and I'm annoying and everyone hates me. Like what? Like that's something that I constantly do, but it's something that I have to learn to just accept. Like I'm going to accept myself. Holy, there's a lot of things on my body that I don't like. More and more recently, especially when you get around your period, like I like pick myself apart. I'm like, why do you look like an ogre? Why do you look like an ogre? You stupid little girl. But these are all things that you have to accept about yourself. It is seeing your whole self without judging or demining parts of it. That is self-acceptance. Number three, self-responsibility. Holding yourself accountable for your own actions. You understand the phrase, it may not be your fault, but it is still your problem. You are in control of your life because you are not letting other things do it for you. Self-responsibility. I think a lot of people don't have that. I always pride myself in being like having accountability with my actions. I feel like a lot of people don't do that. Like I've been into arguments or like not arguments, but disagreements with some people. And I'll like hear the way they talk and like hear the you thing. And I just like kind of space out. I'm like, all right, well, this conversation isn't going to go anywhere. Especially, man, I be giggling during conversations. Like people shouldn't be getting on my bad side. Cause if I start giggling at you, you need to take 18 steps back. I'm not going to hit you or anything, but like, I'm kooky. Like, I'm like, I will literally look at someone in the vase and just start laughing. I'll be like, like a fucking the hyena on like the Lion King. Like, let's not. Please. I'm healing, not healed yet. You feel me? All right. Self-assertiveness. You can stand up for yourself. This is what I was talking about. You can stand up for yourself without being defensive. Defensiveness is born of fear. Assertiveness is born of confidence. Another thing that we talked about one other time, you can measure the size of a person by what they get mad at or what they react to. Like, damn, there's so many times where I've let people get under my skin and I'm like, they love it. Like the trolls on the internet, they know that they're bothering you. That's why they're called trolls. Did I ever tell you the story about Footface? The first troll I ever had, literally, I don't even know what she said about me. She said, I don't know if it was about my race. She was like, didn't believe that I was mixed. And I was like, black and white. I really don't know what she was saying, but I was like, you're just a troll. And she was like, don't ever fucking tell me I look like a troll, bitch. You foot-faced bitch. I cried. I literally cried. The bitch said that I have a foot face and I cried. Like, I don't have a foot face. Like, why would I waste a tear on that? Also, she was like dumb enough to not even know what a troll was. She was probably like 10 and I didn't even know. That makes more sense now. Like, she was probably literally a child. That's why she didn't know what a troll was. And she only thought of a troll like that lives under a bridge. I was beefing with a 10-year-old and she called me a foot face and I cried. I let a 10-year-old make me cry. But these young kids out there be mean. Have you ever babysitted a child before? They say some crazy shit. They say some crazy shit. But yeah, be assertive, not defensive. Number one, two, three, four, five. Number five, living purposefully. Recognizing that your purpose is to just be where you are, doing whatever the hell you're doing. And in this, you infuse your days with a sense of purposeness as it is something you choose, not to wait to find or have created for you. It's something that you just choose to live life purposefully, knowing that you're just supposed to be here and live and fly around like the cute little bean you are. And know that you're exactly where you need to be, but put purpose behind it. You know, I put purpose behind everything. Even when I take a nappy, I'm like, I'm purposely taking this nappy to make me feel better when I wake up. I'm purposely taking this nappy because my sexy ass deserves it. I did a lot today. And I'm purposely going to be drinking wine after this episode because I'm so happy that you're here. And I'm so happy that this episode I feel like is good. And I'm just happy. Yeah. Thanks. I love you. Thank you for listening. The last one, personal integrity. You hold yourself to a certain standard. Wait, you hold yourself to a certain standard of morals, ethics, and accountability. You develop a code of conduct for yourself rather than just abiding by one that you are conditioned to. That goes with the find your genesis of all the things you believe and make sure they are truly yours. Some of the things that I value in a person is someone that can, this is actually, never mind, this goes against what I was just saying, but this is something that my mom always taught me, and now it is mine, and I can fully stand firm in that. She always told me to think about someone's intentions. Because we would fight a lot, right? And she would be grinding my gears and I would grind hers too. So at the end of the day, it's like, think about if that person actually intentionally wanted to get under your skin or make you upset. That's important. So I'll always try my best to think about what someone actually meant, regardless if it annoyed me or pissed me the fuck off. Like, were they trying to be cute? Were they trying to be nice? Like, what were their actual true intentions behind that? So yeah, thank you for being here for this episode. I hope you really go and like buy these books or like listen to the Matthew McConaughey little audiobook. It was super, super awesome. And I was absolutely obsessed with this. I'm actually going to be uploading this right now because this week's been a little wonky for me. So excuse me for the late podcast post, but better late than never, right? Like, some of y'all are like, I'm literally looking forward to these 3 times a week. You're like, this makes my day better. I appreciate what you're doing. And you guys are so cute. I do get little voice memos from you guys telling me that you love me. And it makes me so happy. And it kind of makes me tear up because, you know, I'm a crier, little crybaby. And a lot of you guys are like, good job on the consistency. I'm like, because, you know, I've never been consistent. It's so hard for me to be consistent because, like, girly pop be going through some motions, going through some things. But I love you. I appreciate you. You're very special to me. I pray for you. I pray that you see beauty, that you eat fucking well, that you feel sexy, and that you really take what we talked about in today's episode through with you for your life and your week and your year and just yourself. So respect yourself. Create those boundaries, baby, because you deserve it and you're sexy. So yes, I love you. I will see you on Friday for Chitter Chats. Mwah.